Welcome to Mont Saint-Michel. Pause at the first view of it from across the bay, from the dike, from the shuttle bus, from the salt marsh path. You will not see anything like it again. A pyramidal granite island, 300 meters across, rises 100 meters straight out of the sand, every face of it covered in close-packed medieval houses, climbing a single street to an abbey at the summit. And on top of the abbey, a gilded statue of the Archangel Michael, with sword raised, catching the light. The whole thing was built by humans, stone by stone, over more than 1,000 years. It began in 708. A bishop named Aubert, on the mainland at Avranches, dreamed three times that the Archangel Michael was instructing him to build a sanctuary on the small rocky island offshore. The third dream, the angel pressed a finger into the bishop's skull to convince him. You can still see the bishop's punctured cranium in the Avranches treasury. Aubert obeyed. The first oratory was a small stone room at the top of the island. Pilgrims started to come. By 966, a Benedictine monastery had been founded by William I of Normandy. By the 11th century, the Great Abbey Church was rising on the summit, and below it three immense vaulted halls, the Knight's Hall, the Refectory, the Guests' Hall, that were known together as La Merveille, the Marvel. To set a Romanesque church on a sharp pyramidal rock, the monks had to build crypts and chapels underneath each transept to take the weight. The whole abbey is a building stacked on top of other buildings. Pilgrims walked here across the dangerous sands of the bay at low tide. Many died on the crossing. The tides here are among the fastest in Europe, 14 meters of vertical range, rushing in at the speed of a galloping horse. Mont Saint-Michel has been an island, a peninsula, a prison, a pilgrimage, a fortress, and a tourist phenomenon. During the Hundred Years' War, even when the English held the rest of Normandy, the Mount held out. A small French garrison of just over 100 knights and a few cannon, supplied by sea, never fell. Joan of Arc invoked the Archangel Michael among her three saintly voices, and after her death in 1431, the unfallen Mount became a powerful symbol of French resistance. Walk up the single street, the Grande Rue. It is narrow, steep, lined with houses that lean inwards over your head. There are good restaurants. There are also many cheap souvenir shops. Most of the people you'll see come this far and no further, but keep climbing. The street becomes a stair. The houses fall away. You emerge in front of the broad steps that lead up to the abbey itself. Inside the abbey, the air is cold, even in summer. Take time in the cloister. A small green garden surrounded by a double row of pink granite columns. The original checkerboard pattern still there. The wind moving the box hedges. It hangs at the top of the rock, between the church and the refectory. A quiet, hidden garden in the sky. The view through the north arches is straight out into the empty grey of the bay. Visit the Knight's Hall and the refectory, long, vaulted, lit by tall, narrow windows. The refectory was where the monks ate in silence, while one of them read aloud from a small stone pulpit set into the wall. There is no echo in it. The acoustic was deliberate. The Crypte des Gros Piliers, deep under the choir, was built in 1446 to support the weight of the church above. 10 enormous round columns hold up the sky. When you walk back down the Grande Rue and out across the causeway, look back one last time. The Mount has been called many things over 13 centuries. La Merveille de l'Occident, the Marvel of the West, is the one that has stuck.